I'm Tommy McNeil. Congressional Democrats accused President Trump Wednesday of designing a corrupt scheme to pressure Ukraine into investigating his leading 2020 election rival, former Vice President Joe Biden. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more on the impeachment proceedings.
Democrats say there is even more evidence to be uncovered, but failed in their initial attempt Tuesday to force Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to call witnesses at the beginning of the trial. McConnell said no decision about witnesses until opening arguments are over, but could end up bowing to the majority of Americans who want witnesses called. Marathon day of arguments against Trump appeared to change few minds. Trump's lawyers set to begin their defense Saturday, but the president's allies are already accusing Democrats of using the impeachment process for political gain. Democrats have two more days for their opening arguments, but a battle over allowing White House officials to testify in return for the testimony of former Vice President Joe Biden is already brewing. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Chinese state media report authorities are closing airports and train stations as well as canceling long-distance bus routes in and out of the city of Wuhan in a bid to limit the spread of a new flu-like virus. Wednesday, the World Health Organization delayed a decision on whether to declare an international emergency. Dr. Michael Ryan is the head of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program.
The primary issue is to limit human-to-human transmission, to reduce secondary infections, especially amongst close contact and particularly in healthcare environments. We need to prevent transmission through amplification events and super-spreading events, and obviously prevent further international spread.
So far, 17 people have died of the virus, with hundreds of others sickened. This is VOA News. Three Americans have died when a C-130 Hercules aerial water tanker crashed while battling wildfires in a region of Australia's southern New South Wales state. New South Wales' premier confirmed the deaths and crashing comments to reporters as Australia attempts to deal with an unprecedented fire season that has left a large swath of destruction. Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says all three aboard were U.S. residents. Also Thursday, Canberra Airport closed because of nearby wildfires, and residents south of Australia's capital were told to seek shelter. Iran's president told European powers Wednesday not to copy the United States by undermining Tehran's strained nuclear pact.
Britain, France, and Germany launched a dispute mechanism in the deal this month, accusing Iran of violating the deal that has become increasingly frayed since Washington pulled out in 2018 and reimposed sanctions on Tehran. Rouhani warned on his website, quote, "I am emphasizing that if the Europeans make a mistake and violate the deal, they will be responsible for the consequences of their actions." Iran has gradually rolled back its commitments under the 2015 deal, arguing that it has a right to do so because European countries failed to protect it from U.S. sanctions.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The Trump administration is expected to place new visa restrictions on so-called birth tourism, where women come to the United States to have babies in order to get a U.S. passport for the child. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The new rules would make it more difficult for pregnant women to travel to the U.S. on tourist visas. Birth tourism is a lucrative business. It involves women traveling to the U.S. to give birth so their children can have a coveted passport. Sources tell the AP women would have to convince a consular officer that they have a legitimate reason to come to the country. Under the Constitution, anyone born in the U.S. is considered a citizen. There are questions about how officers would determine whether a woman is pregnant to begin with and whether a woman would get turned away by border officers who suspect she may be pregnant just by looking at her. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump says his administration is taking a look at possible cuts to social safety net benefits.
It came up during a CNBC interview at the sidelines of the Davos Economic Forum. With a budget deficit nearing $1 trillion this year, President Trump was asked if cuts to entitlement programs would be a consideration, to which he answered at some point they will be. Early in the 2016 presidential campaign, Trump said that he was a different type of Republican who would not cut Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my man. In Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. This music is coming for you. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing in your cars, at home, I want you to stay around and listen because it's going nonstop for the next hour. Get ready for the show.
African Beats.
Voice of America. America.
When you hear the sound, Africa is my home.
Uncle. Enjoy it.
Hey!
African Beat on The Voice of America.
I love your show, Davey.
Welcome to another party. Welcome to Jimmy B's party. Welcome to another party. No one can deny it. Jimmy B's got to fight.
And if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune Tune in to African Beat with David Bandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Sacrifice an offering, life can get cold like you live in Boston. But if we come together, keep it running. man, maybe one day we can make some progress, ayy. Maybe one day we make some progress. So before we roll the dice, better be cautious, ayy. Better be cautious. Now look at us, we flossing. I don't wanna see my brother in the coffin. We need less hate, more loving.
Cantaré,
yeah, yeah.
Cantaré,
yeah, yeah.
Mi vida es tu vida, si se puede.
highly spiritual.
Of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy. We'll be right back.
So now you can play. Seba, Papa, you wanna
I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Yes, it's been wonderful, a trip around Africa on this great day. Well, I hope you've had a wonderful time with me. And so right now, I want to say thank you for joining us today on the African Beat, live from Washington, D.C. Till then, I am David Vandy, bidding you so long.